Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bro, it's OG, Aronde Gadsden, your favorite Miami Dolphins wide receiver.
Fiedler now throws. Oh, what a catch! What a catch by Aronde Gadsden!
I'm coming up next on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Boneless? Flavors though, huh?
If your toes ain't smoky, then you ain't took no ribs, man. Your toes gotta be smoky, man.
I wanted to buy a dolphin, but I couldn't because I didn't have a pool or anything. So I bought a monkey.
This won't be no Kirkland brand appearance. No boneless wings, no square pizza. This won't even be a vegan situation. Let's go!
Ah, the Aronde Gadsden Show. We do this on Tuesdays. Now, a couple of program notes. Aronde usually joins us in the 2 o'clock hour on Tuesdays, but because we're obviously bogged down with Panthers and Heat sadness, we have pushed Aronde back a little bit later in the show today, but he is joining us now. And Aronde Gadsden always comes to us courtesy of Pinnacle Investments. You can call them today, 561-961-4044, or you could visit them online at pinnacleinvestments.com/sports. Now, here's the note. When we're out at Twin Peaks on Tuesdays, Aronde joins us out there. Next week, normally we're at Twin Peaks on Tuesday. Next week, we are going to be there Wednesday. So our next appearance at Twin Peaks in Davie will be Wednesday, June 1st. Just a little calendar note there. All right, you ready to talk to OG? I think he can maybe make everyone feel great today, Crowder.
Yes. If he's anybody like, can, OG can.
Yeah, well, he's like, okay, so Aronde, like, you know, obviously everybody's disappointed over the Panthers. They get ousted from the playoffs, four straight games by Tampa. The Miami Heat suffered the beatdown last night. Did you ever have a coach? Now, I know you're a coach now. Did you ever have a coach that just gave the most uplifting, greatest speeches that could change the entire mood of a team? Like, is there a coach that jumps out to you that's that dude?
Yeah, I don't think you can. Everybody handles the losses different. I mean, winning is something, a different animal. But when you lose, you know, people handle it different. So I don't think a blanket coach speak helps everyone. Can it make you feel better? Yeah, you know. But when somebody's down on themselves and think it was their fault, nothing makes you feel better at that moment. You know, maybe the ride home, maybe some ice cream on the way home. But other than that, I can't think of a coach that would give a motivational speech after a loss.
And OG, just overall in your career, most coaches are worse at speaking than good. I would say I might have had two coaches that could really move me with their words. The rest of them were garbage.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it goes, because they to the point, to the fact, all right, we didn't play well, all right, you know, we got to do better, you know, next time, you know, good thing about it is we got a game next week. You know, that's basically it. You know, I don't think I don't think you can. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you win, it's easy to give a motivational speak when you win. But when you lose, it's kind of different. You got somebody feeling like they didn't hold up their end of the bargain. You got somebody saying, "Yeah, oh, don't worry. You dropped the pass to win the game. Oh, you'll get them next time." Nah, that don't make me feel better. You know what I mean? So it's kind of tough after losing, and especially, you know, unfortunately, the way the Panthers lost, looks like the way that my Mavs going to lose, like, you know, just – you just got four games and you just don't show up in none of them. Like, you know, and especially, you know, the Panthers President Cup winner, blah, 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 blah. And then you just go down to your arch rival, you know, like that. That nothing you really can say, you know, you want to, you know, take a week off and then get back to practice.
Well, like, okay, so Andrew Brunette, the head coach.
Right.
The team gets together at the end of the game. He's got to say some words. They're probably not listening to him anyway. But what about right. in the middle of a game? That Dolphins-Jaguars game, the game famously right. 62-7 was the final, but you scored the touchdown and celebrated wildly.
Of course.
You guys were losing what at halftime?
42-7
at half. Who was the head coach? Was that Wonstead or Jimmy?
Jimmy.
That was Jimmy. So 42-7, you go into the halftime down 42-7. Right. What does Jimmy say to the like? Is there anything that he can say? Do you recall what he said?
Yeah, I recall it like it was yesterday. You know, we went into the locker room and he said, "Hey guys, we're not doing so hot. Don't look like we're gonna come out on top of this one. So when you go back out there, play for somebody other than your team. Play for your grandmama, play for your mama, play for your friends, play for somebody other than your teammates, because we suck right now." And so that was it. He's like, "Use the bathroom, get ready, we go out in 7 minutes." That was it. And we go out. And we
but very matter of fact, like he didn't give you the rah-rah, "Hey, no, we can come back, no, we can still no, win this game."
No, 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 no. Find your why and play for that, because you ain't playing for the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? If you're playing for the check, play for the check. If you're playing to go somewhere else, play to go somewhere else. But this game is over. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was right, because the next day him and Dan retired. So he was out of gas. Super out of gas, you know what I'm saying? So I remember that speech, man. That was a bad day, man. Holy mackerel!
But was it fiery? Like, was he like, "Go play for someone, something," or was it just more like you know, like an airport announcement?
No, yeah, like an airport announcement. Like, you know, y'all come up and listen. You know, you gotta pay attention, you know, because he's going to say something. But they say it right as soon as they get in, because he probably had to do an interview on CBS or something. And then when he walked back in, he's like, "All right, guys," you know. And we were like, "Well, we kind of got that, you know." And the guys who were going to continue to play, that's who it meant the most to. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dan was out. OJ was out. You know, Richmond Webb was out. You know, all the vets out, because they're like, "Yeah, we can't come back. Like, this number one seed." I mean, they got dudes over there. They got Brunell. They got Keenan McCardle. They got Fred Taylor. They got dudes over there. Like, you know, and sprinklers already came on. A bunch of hocus pocus was going on anyway. So we weren't going to come back. But for guys like myself, who's, you know, you're trying to prove yourself, you're trying to get a new contract, you're trying to do this, like, You know how tough it is playing a receiver, going back out there and you losing 42-6, 42-7. Yeah. You know that's not cool, because the DBs at that point, they trying to get their money up too. They like, "Ooh, I'm in." So I can remember Renee Stewart, man, it was a ball like high over my head. He could have had a pick, but he don't want the pick. He coming to hit me so he can be on da-na-na, like, "Yo, bro, like, come on, dude, like, you tripping." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they going for the hit. They going for the kill shot. Like, dude, don't, you know, you can't run the ball, because they know they stacking, they coming. This is all-out blitz every play. They don't. That's how we got Jay Feeler, because Jay Feeler threw three touchdowns. He made it 62. He came in at halftime, threw three touchdowns. Then Dave was like, "Oh, we need that guy."
And OG, I was in a couple games like that. where the offense looking at the defense saying, y'all done gave up 45 points in the first half. And the defense looking at the offense, y'all can't score a damn point. What the hell y'all doing? Everybody in the locker room was arguing, man. It was like that?
No, I mean, you know, it was someone like that. But I think we all had in the back of our mind why it happened. And this is not a fact. This is, you know, you hate to assume, but in all our minds, like I said, the week before, we played Seattle in Seattle, and we played the late game. So the game was 4 o'clock our time, so 1 o'clock out there. So we didn't finish the game until, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, which was 11, 12 here. And so by the time we got back, it was, you know, 6 a.m., and then we had practice the next day because we played Jacksonville on that Saturday. That's when games were on the Saturday. So we played the Saturday noon game. And we, as players, thought we were going to have our regular schedule Tuesday off. You know what I'm saying? Monday off. And we had a short week. And Jimmy was like, no, we got to play through because, you know, you leave on Friday. And so we didn't have a day off. And, you know, in our mind, I'm pretty sure subconsciously, we thought it was, you know, it wasn't right. Like, we needed the day off. We should have took the Sunday off and came back in Tuesday and then had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, moved up and we could fly out on Friday. But it didn't happen that way. We came, we had to be back in there at 1 o'clock to practice. And we practiced through the week.
He's still got a lot of bad memories of that whole week. Aronde carries around a lot of baggage from that Jacksonville game.
That's tough, man. That's tough because, you know, like, you used to a routine, and now you done flipped the routine. But in his mind, he thought we had to stay on the same routine. And we got in and laid an egg. I'm talking about, laid an egg. Like, you know, because you couldn't change the game plan. It was the same game plan. It seemed like they had it. They had it. Where you going? I'm right here.
See, I knew Aronde Gadsden was going to make us feel better today.
I mean, it kind of felt like the first. I'm pretty sure it felt like the first half, first quarter for the Heat. Like, yo, did they do something to this rim? Because these balls not going in. They're not going
one
in.
One point
they're
scored not, in like 8 minutes. Like, what? Something can't be right with this rim. We didn't forget how to shoot.
Yeah, I'm talking about they missed. You know, baby layups they missed. They just swirled around and swirled out. Like, it was like, oh, man, you know, I guess this not the night, you know, even with Jimmy Butler. Go ahead, take Jimmy Butler out. Shut him down. Get ready for home game, you know.
So. Kind of shut himself down, right?
That's a good thing about basketball. You got a 7-game series. In football, that's a wrap.
That was a wrap, the Jacksonville game. Aronde Gadsden comes to us each week courtesy of Pinnacle Investments. You can call them at 561-961-4044 or visit them online at pinnacleinvestments.com/sports. We have an abbreviated Aronde Gadsden show today because of all the stuff that's going on. So I have to ask you before we run out of time, I'm sure you've seen that monkeypox is spreading across the world. I believe there's even a case or two in Broward County. For people who listen to this show, they know that you used to own a monkey yourself. I was just curious, do they make you take any, you know, like monkey training courses before you purchase an animal like that?
No, you know, not the CDC or anyone else. I think the breeder gives you some handling tips, like, you know, don't leave your monkey alone for more than 7 hours. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just giving you monkey bananas, they got things, you know, called monkey nuggets you got to buy. Other than that, they don't teach you anything else. They don't tell you anything
about monkeypox, though. Hey, there is the potential for monkeypox if the guy bites you or something.
I don't know if that they told me that. I just think they asked me for the money and if I was gonna wire it. And that was about it. They were like, "You gotta be to the airport at 1 p.m. on Wednesday." To pick up the monkey. That was about it. And it came in a cage with some hay, and that was about it. They did tell me you had to put a diaper, a preemie diaper, and cut a hole in the back for the tail. That was it. I was on my own. Get your bottle, get you a bottle and go to work. Use Similac. I mean, that would be tough right now with the shortage of baby
monkeypox and the Similac shortage. I mean, your worlds are colliding, Orande.
I know. But I don't think Malik came from Africa, so I might have been okay. I think he came from California, so you know. Maybe his parents might have. His parents might have, but he's from California. I don't remember that.
You didn't meet his parents?
Nah. I didn't meet his parents. I know he was shipped from California, and he was a baby. So that's all I know. Maybe they had their monkeypox shots. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was.
Did Malik ever bite anybody?
No. Not while I had him. Maybe when he got to the zoo with his boys, he may have. But not any human beings when I was with him. He may have bit Simba a few times, but I wasn't around. You know what I mean?
Of course, so, that was the dog that you bought him. Simba is the dog that you bought your monkey.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
And he didn't have monkeypox, so we were straight.
So I just want to put to bed, because the moment this monkeypox story started to break, I started to receive a lot of DMs and texts about, you know, could this be traced back to Aronde's monkey, Malik? And I just wanted to put it to bed that, no, you are here to effectively say, no, this has nothing to do with Malik.
No, nothing to do with Malik. Not zero. He was a organ grinder, kind of, a capuchin, and they were just used to taking money. That was his family background. They were at the fair, and the little man would wind the box, and it'd be like, dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk, and he'd go up and get the money. I don't think he was flying from tree to tree, you know, to get the monkey box.
All right.
So we definitely could put that to bed.
All right. We put it to bed.
The song?
I think we blink.
You know the little Jack in the Box. Box that
yeah, it's
that
like
no
that little clinky sound as you grind as the organ grinder as you grind
yeah,
the organ. There you go, Ronde Gadsden. I think we covered a lot of ground. I think everybody feels better about the Panthers and the
there
Heat right now,
there
and we can
go.
All
Might
take
well.
A deep sigh of relief. Ronde will have no sort of liability when it comes to the monkeypox outbreak.
Please, no. Don't call Pinnacle asking about monkeypox.
The Aronde Gadsden Show brought to you by Pinnacle Investments. Thank you, OG. We will see you next Wednesday, Twin Peaks and Davie.
All right, please call and remind me. Have Alex send me a text.
A handwritten note? Handwritten note. How about a handwritten note?
He likes to use
his stationery. So he'll send you a handwritten note reminding you of Wednesday.
All right. Thanks.
See you, OG.
All right.
There you go. Aronde Gadsden every Tuesday here. The Aronde Gadsden Show brought to you by Pinnacle Investments.
I already stole holy mackerel. Now I'm about to steal Jeez Louise.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.